245, division in 1/62.
Hey, 245, I got your request to talk. How can I help you?
Hey, just the last couple miles, I started picking up like a fuel odor. I went through the bus and looked, made sure no one had a can or anything, and I went around the back of the bus, made sure I wasn't leaking anything. Doesn't smell like diesel anyway, it smells like gasoline, but how would you like me to proceed?
Okay, do you have any lights on your dashboard, a diesel exhaust light or anything like that?
Negative, everything is operating properly.
Okay, and you have checked there's no gas cans or anything on your bus, because if it's, you know, gasoline smell, it's probably somebody came on with gasoline or something on their shirt or their clothing, and maybe it's on a seat or something like that. Is it profound anywhere in the bus? Like, is it stronger anywhere else in the bus?
Negative, not at this time. I was going to give it another mile or two and just, you know, with the air blowing through the bus, see if it's just something, but I haven't been able to pick it up on anyone, and I only got one person with a bag, and but nobody has an obvious can. I haven't asked him if there's a casket in his bag, because we're not really supposed to ask about, you know, contents of bags.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, make sure your windows are open. Maybe turn off your fans if you have them going on the inside to see if that, like, if it's pulling something in from outside or something. Just turn it off. Call me back if there's an issue. Maybe we can catch up the truck if you can still smell it when you get downtown.
Copy that. Yeah, I just, it was, it, you know, I just wanted to make sure I was doing the right thing here. Didn't figure we could do much, but thank you.
Okay, yeah, open your ceiling vent and open your driver's window, get some fresh air, but if it's gas, it's not coming from the bus. So, yeah, let me know if it dissipates, and we'll take it from there.
Copy that. Thank you very much.
1802.